Good morning. This is KWSO News. I'm Duncan Bruno. Warriors Accepting Recovery. WAR is a recovery-based social movement utilizing the Medicine Wheel teachings in alignment with the 12 steps in a circle. They are planning their second year celebration of Wellbriety movement being in existence. Starting in February 2018, their first meeting was held at the Greeley Heights Community Building and consisted of 25 community members in attendance. The first year celebration was held at High Lukey Lodge with more than 45 community members in attendance. The event this year is themed Generational Healing and will be held on Saturday, February 15th at the Agency Longhouse from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. There will be guest speakers, talking circles, games, activities for the youth, social dancing, and a mini powwow. All members of any recovery-related anonymous fellowship are invited. For more information, you can contact Aurier Maid at 503-688-8538 or Aldo Garcia at 541-771-8596. This winter, a weak snowpack in the Cascades and extremely low water levels at Wickiup Reservoir will result in lower water allotments to North Unit patrons. According to the bulletin, it was standing room only at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds for presentations that would give insight into how much water would be available to farmers in 2020. Mike Kirsch, a farmer who produces grass, carrot, and potato seeds, is among those preparing for another season of water rations. North Unit, a junior water rights holder in Central Oregon, will suffer another water shortage this year because Wickiup Reservoir is expected to start the year three quarters full. When Wickiup starts the irrigation season less than full, the irrigation district must lower the amount of water it delivers to each farm. The water shortage not only affects farmers, but it affects equipment suppliers as well. AgWest Supply in Madras has reported that the downturn has cut equipment sales in half over the past 3 years. Redmond High School's Future Farmers of America, FFA, are helping raise funds and collect donated household necessities for those hit by flooding in Northeast Oregon's Umatilla County. Partnered with nonprofit The Fallen Outdoors to create the community project, Operation Pendleton, the campaign is focused on helping students and community members affected by the flooding. As reported by KTVZ.com, Redmond High Junior Kylie Baldwin says anyone from Central Oregon can participate in this by bringing items. Even if it's just a pair of shoes, pair of pants, anything helps. Redmond's FFA will also be collecting donations at the Deschutes County Fair and Expo Center on Saturday during its annual auction and dinner. The estate of a man who was killed in a drunken driving crash in 2017 and a crash victim who survived are suing the Prineville bar that overserved Justin Biddick. The bulletin reports Biddick was drunk when he caused the rollover wreck that killed two and severely injured two others. The estate of Stephen Mike Mitchell Leader Bowles filed suit in Crook County Circuit Court against Cooler Bar LLC, which owns the Horseshoe Tavern, for $2.1 million for wrongful death and other claims. Lawyers for Cooler Bar have filed motions challenging facts in the pleadings. Biddick was convicted of manslaughter and sentenced in July to 20 years in prison. And in local sports, the Warm Springs Boxing Club is having a meeting on Wednesday, February 26th from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. at the Community Center Aerobics Room. All past and present boxers are invited along with any and all interested parents and youth. The Warm Springs K-8 girls basketball teams are in action today. They're over at Obsidian Middle School with games starting at 3:45. I'm Duncan Bruno, reporting for KWSO News.